Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Eureka City leaders are hoping they have buried the past along with the storm drain line contract dispute. The City Council voted today to hire a new contractor to finish the Martin Slough Connector, the project on which another contractor, Apex of Oregon, walked off the job. Mayor Frank Yeager said Wallen Construction will handle the project from here.
It's an extremely important project. It's a $22 million project. It is going to allow us to eliminate a number of pump stations in our lower areas of South Eureka. It'll also allow the services district out in the county to be able to do a better job of handling their wastewater facilities. And so it's a big project for Eureka and a big step forward for us.
Apex, the original contractor, walked off the job because they said the city and its engineers had not been honest with them. Apex said they'd been told to expect a more stable soil condition than the one they encountered. They also claimed that the city had breached its contract and had threatened legal action. A woman at a Eureka motel claims it's been a dangerous place to be. The woman claims the manager of the motel shot her with a pellet gun, hitting her in the face. Eureka police say they were contacted last night by a woman who said she was waiting at the motel on Broadway when the manager appeared and shot a pellet rifle at her, striking the unidentified woman with a pellet in the chin and lip. Police have arrested a woman for the shooting, Tina Nash. She's been charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Just a small-town family man with a drug problem. No reason to kill a priest. That's what family and friends have been saying about Gary Bullock, the man accused of beating to death Father Eric Fried New Year's morning. A Humboldt State journalism student, Jessica Buxbaum, tracked down the family and friends of Bullock, who say it is difficult to believe he had a purpose for the killing of Fried, the popular St. Bernard's Parish priest.
People who have known him and had experiences with him, who seemed to convey to me that there was a significant drug problem, and it's probably, you know, something along the lines of maybe a drug psychosis. No one can really say at this point, though.
Jessica Buxbaum also talked to the Fried family and learned that two of his brothers had died in violent drug-related crimes in past years, but she promised the family she would not write about that. Still, it was something Father Fried had alluded to in his sermons about forgiveness.
I think they kind of ended up going their separate ways, or at least not being as connected. He kind of got out and did his own thing. His family maybe went a different way. But he still seemed to remain very close with his twin sister. I think that he was probably the closest with her than with the rest of his family members.
Jessica Buxbaum also attended the meetings of a grieving group for Father Eric Fried at St. Joseph Hospital. Her article appears in the Humboldt State University magazine, The Osprey, free and available in the co-ops and many other locations beginning Monday. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City manager has been cleared by a grand jury of allegations that he misused public money. An unnamed city employee had alleged misuse by city manager Regan Candelario. Using the Freedom of Information Act, the employee had obtained expense receipts and reimbursements by the city to Candelario and had submitted those to the Humboldt County grand jury. The grand jury referred to the complainant as saying that the city manager had, quote, wasted the city's money. In its report released today, the grand jury interviewed Fortuna City staff and reviewed expense vouchers. It found that the city manager, Candelario, had acted properly in spending and tracking the money. But the grand jury also recommended that the complaint stemmed from a lack of communication between the city manager and city staff. The report concludes that the city council should have been more clear with employees about its goals to make the city manager more involved with the business community. The grand jury also concluded that problems stemmed from the city manager's difference in management style. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.